Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Holiness Vedavyasa Priya Swami Maharaj to enlighten us on the topic of glories of Srila Advaita Acharya. Before that, I would like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji for a brief introduction of Maharaja.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Hare Krishna, Niharika Mataji. His Holiness Vedavyasa Priya Swami Maharaj was born in an Audicha Sahasra Brahmin family in 1944. Vedavyasa Priya Swami was working as a research biochemist in Purvashrama in East Africa and the United States. Within a week of arrival in the U.S., Maharaj had the association of the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. Circumstances led Vedavyasa Priya Swami, to give up mundane research and take shelter of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Since before his first initiation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada in 1977 in New York, Maharaj has served the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in various capacities, including Secretary to the GBC President of ISKCON Queens, New York, Director of Bharatiya Community Services in New Vrindavan. After 1987, Vedavyasa Priya Swami shifted attention to serving India, following the instruction of Srila Prabhupada that every Indian trained in the West must help to serve in India. Since 1999, Maharaj has been based in Vrindavan, and his services have included overseeing the functioning of an ashram in Vrindavan and also the Bharatpur Ashrama, and wider services of regional secretary in Punjab, Haryana, and as chairman of North Indian Temples Divisional Council for the 7 years following its inception. Since 1998, Vedavyasa Priya Maharaj has been serving Srila Prabhupada and his movement as an initiating spiritual master and has been preaching far and wide throughout the world the message of Guru and Krishna. He is currently free of management duties, making a full commitment to giving spiritual guidance, preaching, and teaching to devotees in all levels of advancement in Krishna consciousness, philosophy, sadhana, deity worship, and temple seva. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Tiffany Mataji. Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dhanvat Pranam, All Guru Srila Prabhupada, thank you very so much for giving your valuable time and association with us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of glories of Srila Advaita Acharya. Maharaja, please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Sorry to send you the sloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Adi Leela, first chapter, 13th. Verse,
yeah.
Describing about Advaita Acharya. He appeared in the Panchatattva in form of Lord Shri Krishna, where Lord Krishna himself assumed the form of Bhakta Rupa. Bhakta Rupa means the most perfect devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his exemplary behavior and function, performed the highest form of devotional service, following in the footsteps of gopis. And of course, he himself never revealed to general public as well as his followers, except two followers were much more involved with his intimate dealings and separation with Lord Shri Krishna, and that is Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar. So they were dealing that intricate part, but the rest have little or more association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where Nityananda Prabhu was his constant, companion. But after Jagannath Puri, he also left him. He was told to preach in Bengal at that time, both East and West Bengal, that region, the Gauda Desh. Then in Panchatattva, you know, form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nityananda Prabhu becomes the first body or Swarupa. First himself is a Rupa of pure devotion, and Swarupa means his expansion is Nityananda Prabhu. And it means the Swarupa is acting under the influence of the Rupa. You know, Nityananda Prabhu performed exactly what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him to do. Even though he was avadhuta, but he was controlled by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We see other way around, but how bhakti has to be executed at the highest level, the Panchatattva would be, you know, as a whole, because Krishna is coming as Panchatattva, not any partial thing. So it should cover the entire entirety of Lord Shri Krishna. Now we see, third is Bhaktavataram. Bhaktavataram means Mahavishnu. We in Gaudiya Vaishnava consider Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead because of so many various reasons. The reasons are unknown to even the Sri or Advaitavadis. Advaitavadis means completely, you know, atheistic type. You know, Mayavadis are worse than Advaitavadis. Advaitavadis are Nirguna Niraka. But our Advaita Acharya is showing the uniqueness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that even though he expands Eko Bahushyam, according to the Vedas, Advaita Acharya, he is non-dual than Lord Shri Krishna himself. So Mahavishnu is considered to be the first Purushavatar for cause of material creation. And our Advaita Acharya, you know, in the form of Mahavishnu, executed so many functions. You know, Mahavishnu has to create simply by seeing on the inert matter, Pradhan Prakriti, and inert matter itself is not able to generate unless the divine glance of Mahavishnu falls on it. So Advaita Acharya, during his time, saw such anomaly of destruction. The age of Kali was so much coming down upon the people that they were not only agnostic, but very demoniac nature. So to bring the non-dual substance, that is Advaita, of the absolute truth, and that can be executed through devotional service. You know, Advaita Acharya has to exhibit such potency to bring down the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself in form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let's read the glorification of Prabhupada gave lecture. Even though you won't find any purport of this particular verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that begins with Advaitam Harinadvaitat Acharyam Bhakti Samantata Samsanata Bhaktavataram Ishamtam Advaitacharyam Ashraye. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Prabhupada says, is the author, and he is offering his respect very gradually. The first Bhaktarupam, then Swarupakam, now Bhaktavataram, the third aspect of it. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Nityananda, and Sri Advaita. So it is the turn of Advaita Acharya. So Advaita means non-different expansion of Mahavishnu. Therefore, he is Vishnu Tattva, and he is not Jiva Tattva. Therefore, he is Advaita. Jiva Tattva lives in the state of duality. You know, so therefore, only his understanding is both material as well as spiritual, simultaneously existing. But it is not oneness. It is one and different. Achintya Bheda Bheda begins from there. So, Srila Prabhupada says that he is the expansion of Mahavishnu, therefore he is Vishnu Tattva, and he is not Jiva Tattva. Only Jiva Tattva has to go through Dvaita Bhav. Dvaita Bhav means duality. All right. So, again, Brahma is glorifying Advaita Tattva as Advaitam Achyutam Manadi Pananta Rupam. Adyam Purana Purushav Navvayavanam Cha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktav Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So this Advaita Tattva of Lord Shri Krishna is one of the unlimited number of expansions. Advaita Acharya is one of the expansion of Krishna. So it's already explained that he is coming in the Vishnu Tattva category. Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Anantarupam. These are the characteristics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, and Advaita Acharya is also representing that within the expanded form of Mahavishnu, or Mahavishnu's expansion himself in that way. Because Garbhadakshaya Vishnu is expansion of Mahavishnu or Karnadakshaya Vishnu. So Advaita Acharya has a function to bring something which is important as necessary as a cause to bring down Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All right. So he is the only one. One without a second will be responsible to, put the creation or creative energy at work. The creation is a kind of pastime of Lord Shri Krishna in the form of Mahavishnu, that simply by sa ikshati sa iman lokan asrujata, simply by glancing, he creates this material world. All the ingredients were there. All the ingredients were there. They were not manifested. It is the glance working like a catalyst has become responsible. The presence of such glance is working like an uddipak. Catalyst means uddipak. The presence of the will spread the light, spread the influence, and the activities within will start by combination, recombination, like that. So the first were three ingredients of Mahatattva, that is modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance were created. So Pradhana Prakriti now becoming activated by the presence of the glance of Mahavishnu, and in first ingredients is gunas, the of mahatattva. And within the mahatattva, recombination of this, but with the presence of glass, which is acting as a catalyst, makes further transformations. So eventually 24 elements are created. That constitute gross and subtle elements. Now first subtle elements are created, and from subtle gross is created. Because there are five tanmatras, or the senses, the what we call external senses and internal senses. Then there are five objects of senses. Rupa, Gandha, Sparsha, these are the subject matter. So this means causing 15, and then gross manifestation of earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and ego. And then that is becoming 23. The 24th element is the soul, which is also transported through the glass of Mahavishnu and make an entry in the creation. Advaita also meaning unique. Nobody is able to do this duplication or this kind of fits. So it's Mahavishnu's function. So Srila Prabhupada has given a lecture on this particular verse. Even though you won't find his anything in the purport of this sloka, simple translation is there. But nonetheless, glories of Advaita Acharya is exposed throughout the other subsequent verses. You know, so this is Advaita, means unique functions of Advaita Acharya was there, that he is able to bring down the Supreme Personality of Godhead to reconstruct the faith of theism. Reconstruct the faith of theism. You know, atheism was from the Buddhist level that was kicked out by Adi Shankara in the 3rd century and established impersonalism, Advaita Siddhanta of Mayavad. Our Advaita Acharya has nothing to do with Mayavad, but Adi Shankara utilized the term Advaita, means non-dual, and non-dual substance of Brahman is belonging to the self, which is the nature of the soul. So Adi Shankara trickily introduced the Vedic authority back that Lord Buddha had denied, and through this Vedic authority, he made people believe that they are Tattvamasi, they are that Brahman. You know, they simply have to realize by intellectual, grammatical jugglery, this is what is that. But he himself is the incarnation of Lord Shiva, who is one of Mahajan and knows pure devotional service. So the devotees are expecting such extraordinary fit that Lord Shiva has done. So devotees who realize this fact, they also add that Advaita Acharya is combination of both Mahavishnu and Lord Shiva. So Advaita Acharya, was instrumental to invite Ramanuja Acharya's philosophy of Vishishta Advaita, means very specialized kind of non-dual substance. you know. And but he introduced the Vaishnava philosophy in it and established the worship of Lord Vishnu himself. So Ramanuja is following our Advaita Acharya in that sense and establishing the glory of worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Madhvacharya separated out pure dualism on the basis of the individuality of the soul and the super soul. So both of them are universally situated everywhere. But the individual soul and the super soul, only super soul is all pervading, and the individual soul has accessibility to go everywhere. It means he is not all pervading. Therefore, he has to be limited in a functional body and to either fulfill the desire through the karmic activity or that. But this particular Advaita nature is establishing through the Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, and you'll be surprised to see that even Adi Shankara, the Mayavad, you know, establishing, he also uses the philosophy of simultaneously oneness and difference, you know. But it's his own way, trickily with some kind of, you know, what they call twist in the tongue that makes a different meaning. Mm-hmm. So Ramanuj picked up and he corrected some part of it in the pure dualism. But Madhvacharya identified this as the eternality of these two entities called the Jiva and the all-pervading Paramatma, the expansion of Mahavishnu, right? There is no term like Paramatma in the spiritual world. And there in Vaikuntha, Vishnu forms are called Narayan, you know. So there are 24 Vaikuntha planets and other things there. So this is more important to understand that how the Lord is descending from one into so many. Eko Bahushyam is the Vedic aphorism, that one manifests into many. And this is how so intelligently devised that Advaita Acharya takes the responsibility of rejuvenating the lost principles as if, you know, he's recreating the functions of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu has to create and annihilate also. And he creates from the pores of his body and the nostrils and the mouth, all different planetary systems come out. And then again, in his inhalation, he takes in. So he's responsible for Kala also. So our Advaita Acharya, he is a teacher of the absolute truth. And at the same time, he is also teaching us the time limitation that we have been given. He is inviting the Lord to appear according to the time, place, and circumstances. And this was the Kali Yuga, where otherwise the Lord will not appear. But he made him appear, you know, according to the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam, that because the Yuga Dharma he knew, and such potent personality would appear that said by Karabhajan Muni in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Varanam Tisha, Krishnam Sango Pangasta Parshade, Yagyahi Sankirtanam Prahi Yajanti Sumedasa. So the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with his associates are also predicted in that particular verse. Sa Anga Upanga. Anga means associates. Upanga means the followers. Like that. So, Advaita Acharya has functioned not only to invite the Supreme Personality of God, and he said that in Shantipur, where Ganga was flowing, he would sit down and worship his Shalagram with Tulsi buds and calling out loudly the Lord to appear and put the whole world back into the regulated, life that will make everyone and giving an effort of successfully crossing over the ocean of nescience. So Acharya has to make facility also by becoming his own example to that he will be worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Radha Krishna combined. So in this way, Advaita Acharya is teaching how through the aid of bhakti, the Lord is been not only invoked, but invited to take over the whole, functionality of this paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatushkrutam. This is the way, the responsibility of an acharya was perfectly performed by Advaita Acharya. Now, acharya should spread, Prabhupada says this is the function of our ISKCON movement to become Goshtyanandi, not Bhajanandi. Goshti means Jari Kaha Tare Krishna Upadesh, Amare Agya Guru Huna Tare Idesh. We have to simply preach Krishna Upadesh and nothing else. And this is the function of Goshti. In a Goshti means assembly, you discussed machita madgata prana bodhayantascha prasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. That is the association which is required. Just like you are conducting through Zoom such an association, that machita madgata prana bodhayantascha prasparam. We have to and talk intimately about the subject matter to address this same reality that we have realized in our practice of bhakti, and enliven others. And this will be an enlivening matter will be tushyanti. Tushyanti means it will be satisfying, and ramanti means is enjoyable. This is pleasing activity. There is no other activity between the devotees that is more glorified than the activity of glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that means a glorification of Advaita Acharya and all others. One who is self-satisfied, that let me do my own duty, he is called Bhajanandi. And so my Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was Goshtyanandi. He wanted to increase the number of devotees and more you increase the number of devotees, the more you become much more recognized by Krishna. It is Krishna's business. Krishna personally comes as he is Krishna to spread this bhakti cult. Manmana bhavamat bhaktomatyaji mam namaskuru sarva dharman parityaji. All these instructions are pertaining to become an ideal devotee. Not only to become example, but also to go back home, back to Godhead in your eternal constitutional position and service. So, Krishna shows this other purposes for his appearance as subordinate. But ultimately, it is Krishna's selfish desire to call back his pure devotees back home, back to Godhead. He doesn't want to feel alone. Of course, he can never be alone. But he's such a totally absolute personality that he doesn't want to feel anyone left out also, because everybody belongs to him. So therefore, Advaita Acharya will help him to spread by becoming his own follower. Actually, by age, Advaita Acharya was much older before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented. He was over 65 when and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. He took initiation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master means grandson, and he has one prominent disciple. So we can understand that even being older, he was the follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he invited him. He knew who the Lord is, and therefore he was the follower. It means Mahavishnu is the follower of Lord Krishna. This is the way correctly establishing the philosophy that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Vishnu Tattva is known different by tattvic, constitutional understanding. But the Supreme Absolute Truth by his functionality differs. Krishna is the sum total of all functionality. And he is the master who is engaging others. Ekale Ishwar Krishna ar sabhi vritya jahara ichha hai tabhi tabha na chahe nritya. He makes everybody else dance according to his own terms. So here in this sloka it is said that advaita harina advaitva. Advaita Acharya is the expansion of Vishnu Tattva. But any Acharya who is to be considered identical with the Lord. The Lord says that Acharyam mam vijaniyat. Avamanyeva karhi chit. Acharya is as good as myself. One should understand this Acharya. Acharya Bhakti Samantat, Samsanat. Acharya means one should understand Acharya. Acharya Bhakti Samantat means Acharya means who is spreading pure bhakti cult. That Acharya, Krishna said, you should consider such Acharya as myself. Acharya mam vijaniyat navaman neva karhi chit. That you cannot consider. He is Acharya. He is Acharya, but not as good as Krishna. So, no, na avamanyeta, do not deride in that way. Then there will be fall down. Acharya, mam vichaniyat. The Vedas also said that yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha guru tasya iti katita hi arthyah prakashante mahatmana. Anyone who has got unflinching faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and similar faith in Guru, that is called yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha guru. In all the Vedic literature, prakashante becomes revealed simply by these two principles. Guru Krishna Kripaye Bhakti Lata Bij, that is also we have learned. We should not jump over Krishna without help of Guru. It is not possible. We must go through, because Krishna says, Acharya Mam Vijaniya. Tasmad Gurum Prapadyeta Jigyasu Shri Uttamam. Actually, one who is serious to understand the higher transcendental subject matter, he must approach Guru. Tasmad Gurum Prapadyeta. These are Vedic injunctions. Chakshudana Dilo Jai Janme Janme Prabhu Se. Anyone who opens the heart and imbibes this instructions, the guru who is opening the eyes of ignorant person, ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalaka, opening the eyes by giving real knowledge, Guru Krishna kripaye paye bhakti lata bij. So bhakti lata, the devotional service, the seed of devotional service can be received by the parampara system through bona fide spiritual master. That has been understood. And that's why Advaita Acharya preaching system was much more on this aspect of, a hierarchical nature, that is, the spiritual master instructs his disciple, and in absence of spiritual master, the disciple takes the position to instruct the followers. In this way, Guru Parampara, but that is infallible nature, will be there. So, if there is any situation of fallibility will be there, instructions are better repairing the chain that has broken. So instructing spiritual master is also very important. And here Advaita Acharya is establishing the system. Says, if we abide by the orders of spiritual master faithfully, then Krishna becomes pleased. That is stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Maharaj. And we sing every day, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasad. Arana Kuriya Manyasa, we should not aspire for anything else. Everything is given, just follow. That is, Acharya will make you follow. If one is not Acharya, then he will say, okay, you follow or not follow, I'm not concerned. I'm all right. But no, Acharya has to convince. Acharyavan Purusho Veda. Prabhupada is quoting so many slokas pertaining to Acharya's qualification that we can find in Advaita Acharya. One who has accepted Acharya, he knows the things as they are. Acharati iti Acharya. One who is practicing himself and makes others follow is an Acharya. So, Advaita Acharya is the typical example how to become an Acharya. So our acharyas, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, Srivasadi, Gaur Bhaktavrinda, these are all acharyas. Because they are following the acharya, the Supreme Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, they are acharya. Evam parampara praptam imam. So, in this way, we have to receive the knowledge and disseminate the knowledge. So, we have to follow the acharya. Then, when we completely 100% follow acharya, then you can also act as an acharya. This is the process. Don't become premature acharya. First of all, follow the order of acharya and you become mature. Then it is better to become acharya because we are interested in preparing acharya. But the etiquette is, at least for the period the guru is present, one should not become acharya. Even if it is complete, he should not. Because it's an etiquette. If somebody comes for becoming initiated, it is the duty of such person to bring that prospective candidate to his acharya. And not that now people are coming to me, transgresses this, so I can become acharya. This avamanya, navamanyeta karhichet, do not transgress this etiquette. Navamanyeta. That will be fall down. Just like during the lifetime of our Guru Maharaj, all our God brothers who are now acting as acharya, they did not do so. This is the etiquette. Acharya maam vijaniya na avamanyena karhichet. That is the insult, actually. So if you insult your acharya, then you are finished. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadad na gati kudoti. Finished. So, if you displease your acharya, then you are finished. Prabhupada is so simple but so penetrating. And we have to, keep the simple instructions so faithfully stuck to our psyche, our mind, our heart, our consciousness, So we will be able to, execute properly and faithfully. This is the fidelity required in ISKCON. In other parts of other Vaishnava Sampradaya, they may not be acting so strictly. That is for sure. ISKCON is sticking to this following of instruction that never undermine your acharya. So, an acharya is supposed to give Krishna upadesh. So, instructions are given by Krishna and acharya is conveying the same instructions. That is also Krishna Upadesh. Krishna Upadesh iti Krishna Upadesh. Samasta samasa sasti tatpurushamasa means the word are conjoined. Krishnasya Upadesh iti Krishna Upadesh. And Krishna Vishaya Upadesha, that is also Krishna Upadesh. He is called Bahuvrihi Samas. Krishnasya Upadesh and Krishnasya Vishaya Upadesh. It means in English we translate as instructions of Lord Krishna and instructions about Lord Krishna is also Krishna. Just like Bhagavad Gita is Krishna Upadesh and Srimad Bhagavatam is Upadesh of Lord Shri Krishna or about Lord Shri Krishna. These are the early lectures that Srila Prabhupada gave, but it is so important in any time that refurbishes our commitment to ISKCON, and Prabhupada's body will be remaining healthy, right? So Prabhupada was fond of this kind of analyzing Sanskrit grammar. So Krishna Upadesh is Bhagavad Gita. He is directly giving instructions. So one is spreading Krishna Upadesh. Simply repeat what he said by Krishna. And then you become Acharya. And not difficult at all. Everything is stated there. Simply prepare yourself how to repeat Krishna's instruction very nicely without malinterpretation. Then in future, suppose you have got now 10,000 followers, we shall expand to 100,000, that is required. But then 100,000 to million and million to 10 million, and devotees are glorifying Jai Srila Prabhupada. So there won't be no scarcity of acharya, and people will understand Krishna consciousness very easily. So make that organization. Don't be falsely puffed up. Follow the acharya's instruction and try to make yourself perfect, mature. Then it will be very easy to fight out maya. Yes, acharyas. They declare a war against Maya's activities, that Maya's instruction, where is wine, where is cigarette, where is that, and in your country, this advertisement are very prominent, holding both ways, wine and advertisement, cigarette advertise, naked women advertisements, and sometimes gambling also advertised. What's that? Congo? Prabhupada is, no, says bingo. Devotee says bingo. And Prabhupada is laughing at that. At the bingo. So this is Maya, and our declaration of war with Maya, no intoxication, no meat eating, no bingo, laughter. These are the declaration of war. So we have to fight in that way. Because nobody understands Krishna without being free from all sinful activities. This is beautiful lecture, so much simple and so much straightforward that we relish it. And simply because Prabhupada represented the Acharya, the founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And foundation of Krishna consciousness in modern time is also established by Advaita Acharya. Because to follow in the footsteps of Acharya, that is the most important thing in the life of a preacher. Mm-hmm. You are all preachers because you want to expand. And even in Corona Kal, this activity is becoming so prominent. And it is one of the most productive activity that has united so many devotees together in communication. And as the time is passing out, we don't feel that we were stuck without any activity, you know. Our activities are becoming so much, more skillful designed and reaching out throughout the world from any corner of the world. So Corona is really giving the Karuna of Lord Shri Krishna. Everything is to be glorified. Why to criticize anything? Because anything, Prabhupada said, can be used in Krishna's service. Mm-hmm. Right. Then Srila Prabhupada is giving the example of Jesus Christ and the Ten Commandments, which are told. Christ also said, "Thou shalt not kill." The first business, nobody will be able to, if one is a killer or of an animal, small or big, ultimately killer of his own children, killer of his own self. Killing process is so nice that it goes up to the point of killing one's children. That is now happening. Killing business has so expanded that they are killing their own children. Just see the influence of Kali Yuga. The children, they are taking shelter of the father and mother, thinking they are safe. Now in this Kali Yuga, even there is no safety under the care of father and mother. Just see how this material civilization is progressing. It's very dangerous. Kalau nashta drasham. And in the Kali Yuga, we lost the sight to see the reality of life that has to be lived to make advancement and going back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita was Krishna Swadhamo Bhagate Dharma Jnanadibhi Sah Kalo Nashta Drasham Isha Puranam Arko Anuditam. Very, very abominable condition in this age of Kali, very, very bad. It is the beginning of Kali Yuga. Now we have to pass about 420,000 of years. Kali Yuga will make progress. And people are now practicing eating their children. And end of Kali, there will be no food available. They will have to eat the children, because just like the snakes do, snakes eat their own children. And there are many. The acharyas are always concerned about the future ramification, what is going to happen. Advaita Acharya could not tolerate the hypocrisy of the class system. The brahmanas were agnostic. They were deriding, and they were not following the process of activities that are supposed to be for designed for brahman by their swabhava, by their nature of mode of goodness. Brahmans were influenced first, just like in the case of Parikshit Maharaj's, the Brahman was influenced to curse. So such influence is spreading everywhere. Mm-hmm. Parikshit Maharaj was so much powerful, but he decided not to counteract the curse. Rather, he took up the challenge, and the challenge to cross over this particular life's material ocean. And within 7 days, he will be able to. He was such a pure devotee who could have counteracted. But no, he understood Krishna. The time factor of Lord Sri Krishna is also, entered after Krishna left. So, Krishna Swadhamopagate Dharma Jnanadivisa, it also took away with him Dharma. Arya Baba, he came to establish Dharma. Then what happened? When he disappeared, even the Dharma does not want to. Dharma Raj himself took up retirement and that's it. You know? So who will spread the dharma? Therefore, Vyasadeva has to create Srimad Bhagavatam. Purano arko atuno dita, like that. So in this way, the acharyas are always thinking in advance for the welfare of people in general. Because the influence of Kali is very treacherous, very, very treacherous. And therefore, they are concerned. So in this way, we are seeing so much concern about Srila Prabhupada, about these symptoms of Kali Yuga. At that time, you know, so much prominent. And Prabhupada would pick out just to expose it in our eyes. What we have been doing, we were hiding, even though we knew, we didn't care. But an acharya cares for the welfare of the people, and by the instructions pertaining to rectify those situation, Krishna consciousness, and the application of the methodology, and that pleases Lord Krishna, for the welfare of the people has to be adopted. And that is bhakti yoga. So performing bhakti, pleasing Krishna, is going to rectify everything. And acharya has a business to demonstrate it. Krishna explaining himself in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is sending his representing acharya to teach you. And Krishna is within yourself trying to teach you. If you are actually serious, then there is, where is the difficulty? Inside, outside, always books, knowledge, he's prepared. So where is the difficulty to make yourself perfect in Krishna consciousness? There is no difficulty at all. Provided you are serious, you can become fully Krishna consciousness in this very life. You are all young men, women, and take up at least acharyaship. Forget a guruship, but acharyaship is more wanted than guruship only. You are not an old man like me. I have no opportunity, Prabhupada says, but he demonstrates the acharyaship is very important. So I would like to stop here, and if there is any question or comments about Advaita Acharya, what he is teaching us, how Srila Prabhupada is reflecting the views in general after 500 years, we are still, admiring the acharyaship of Srila Prabhupada.
You're muted.
Sorry, apologize. Dandavat Pranam Maharaj, it was an ecstatic class. Thank you very so much for sharing the wonderful realizations. I would like to request devotees, please unmute your microphones and share your realizations with Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam, all good. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for giving us the enlightening class. Thank you for accepting our request and coming on the
call. I can't hear. Hari Bol.
Devotees, I would like to request, please unmute your microphones. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Dandavat Pranam. Dhanavad Pranam Maharaj.
Glory to Prabhupada.
All glory to Prabhupada.
Jai. Hari Bol Baltimore Valley.
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, we have a nice preaching facility in Mother Manjula is doing wonderful activities.
Yeah. Yes.
So, you should, when you come to India, you should all make some point to visit her. Even in by the excuse of having some health care, she'll be helping you.
Yeah. Do we have any question today for Maharaj?
Mataji, could you please speak loudly? We can barely, we cannot hear anything. Kamadiki Mataji.
Oh, Kamadiki Mataji.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you have explained everything very nicely, so I don't have any question. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Anant Koti Nirvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dhanavad Pranams. Thank you so much, Maharaj. Very, very wonderful class about the Tattva of Advaita Acharya and also about how Srila Prabhupada was carrying the mood of Acharya and as his followers in the movement, what we have to do to spread this Krishna consciousness to others. So many practical instructions and realizations and also reading from Prabhupada's lectures. Thank you so much, Maharaj. We are very fortunate to have your association. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, if no one has question, can we end, Maharaj, now?
Anybody have any questions or realizations, please go ahead. Otherwise, we can end the call here.
Yes, Mataji, go ahead, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, once again for enlightening the class today. And we are very, very grateful to you. And we look forward for your association again in the future.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare
Krishna.
Krishna. Let's pay our obeisances to Maharaj. Pancha kalpata rupyascha. Kripasin dubhya emajve. Patita naam pavane. Vaishnavebhyam namo namaha. Ranga Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Upade ki jai. Jai. Holiness Veda Vyasa Priya Swami Maharaj ki jai.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.